sink or swim. The failure to make a choice is a choice itself. Have you ever thought about that? Are you aware that you have a master? No matter who you are or who you will become, you will serve someone. God tells us to choose today whom you are going to serve. Joshua 24:15. It's your choice, but failure to choose God means you are submitting to the service of his enemy. It's easy to fall into that come-what-may stream with all of the decisions before us every day. Just let life happen. Go with the flow. But do you know where that flow is going? Or did you just let it sweep you away because that's what the people around you were doing? What do you do if you're floating along and suddenly you see people being sucked into a huge whirlpool, pulling them in and drowning them? You feel yourself being pulled in. Do you just continue to float towards certain death? If so, you need to know that there is a lifeguard standing ready at all times. He travels beside you, sticking up little signs like a chauffeur at the airport. The signs have your name and the simple instruction to call his name, Jesus, if you want to be pulled out and rescued. He is waiting for all who are willing to get in the boat with him, away from the whirlpool of death, where living water continually refreshes you. There is no charge for this chauffeur service, and he never tires of waiting. But the sooner you climb aboard with him, the sooner your soul will feel free from the impending doom of choosing the wrong stream to swim in. Choose today whom you are going to serve.